Hero?
Lord have mercy.
Oh my goodness. Y'all, I don't recommend having 6-year-olds.
No.
Oh my god. They're upstairs watching. They only had 11 minutes left of Bambi 2, and ooh, I was like,
we wouldn't have made it.
That's dangerous. So I just put 101 Dalmatians. Hopefully good. The old animation will lull them to sleep. Yeah. Hey y'all, welcome to the We Got to Feed Y'all podcast. We're two sisters. Amanda and Talon, our food journey through parenting and the constant struggle that we got to feed y'all. It's a light take on food and cooking as stay-at-home moms who juggle multiple roles in and out of their household.
This is the third time we've started.
Yo, we here though. Y'all know, monthly podcast, the most inconsistent people on the planet.
Yep.
Anchor, we was gonna sing your praises, but you already done tried us, so but we here. What's going on? Hello.
Nothing.
Hi.
Nothing. I'm busy, you know. What else? I mean, now we're doing just clip notes because we went through this. It's been rainy. I've been spring cleaning, lots of laundry. I constructed 2 bed frames for the kids, back to back, day after another, and then organizing, trying to get the house in order, plants, running errands. I just got baby chicks today again, and not cooking. What about you?
What's the best way I can explain this? Life is like them garbage day mornings when you can hear the loud garbage truck about 5 to 8 houses down from you. You wake up knowing damn well you did not take the trash out the night before, and your husband never remembers to either, and your trash can is busting to the rim, and you just close your eyes and go back to sleep. That's life for me right now. And then you talked about washing, like, laundry. I got 2 big overflowing baskets staring me in the face right now. And why did it take me 12 hours? First of all, Early, your TV is so loud right now.
I know. What was that loud? I gotta go turn it down.
Why did it take me... Are you okay?
My hands on the chair.
Oh jeez. Why did it take me 12 hours to wash bedding? Because I was washing literally 3 beds worth all in one go. And on top of that, those big like winter blankets that like I guess like most like Black and Asian families have. They take forever to wash and dry. Oh, never again. I just need to buy like so many pairs of or sets of sheets and everything. So I just never have to like. Do it. I have a lot in the summer just because it's like, you know, with all the sweating and it's nice to like change them out. Wintertime, ooh, I'd be like, I don't, they're so thick. I just don't want to do it.
Mm. Yeah, at least 2 sets of sheets, but 3 to 4 probably.
Well, and my issue too is this house is so old. It doesn't have like linen closets. Anywhere, where we barely have closets as it is, and so I don't have a place to put them. I'm already taking up like space that should be for clothes, for sheets and stuff, and I can't fold a fitted sheet.
I fold it maybe like hot dog style, and then hamburger, and then roll the rest.
I am bunch it up and roll, done, throw it somewhere. Yeah, I can't remember what we were talking about because we've had to re-record this podcast so many times. But,
we were talking about our family chat and how our dad just comes out in left field and just airs out our mom's dirty laundry about how many bags of chips she eats.
He goes in. We were like, first of all, our mom posted a picture. Hi, mommy. Yes, we were talking about you. Yes. she posted a picture of what she ate for lunch, and Tao and I were already on the phone because you guys know we stay on the phone with each other, and we were just like, "What is that?"
we questioned it. We're not gonna lie.
The only distinguishable thing on the plate was ketchup. A piece of shrimp.
She said ketchup.
You can see the shrimp.
Well, that was easy. Yeah, we knew what that was.
But I had no. She was just like, "Oh my god, it's so good!" And I'm like, "But what is it?" And she like never answered. And I was like, "Well, she most definitely blitzed something in her little food processor because it's like these microscopic like piece. I thought it was cauliflower rice,
but that was the kicker. That was a topping for what was blitzed underneath the ketchup. the cauliflower rice looking thing.
Wait, what did she say was home ginger fries?
No, man, that was ginger garlic.
That wasn't home fries?
No, under the ketchup was the home fries, which was food processed. That's what I was confused about, because we're like, is that oatmeal? Like, what is that? That was raw ginger garlic paste that she put on top of the ketchup.
Immune system is strong.
Yeah, like that. Oh my goodness, spicy.
But we were talking about that. She was kind of answering, not answering. And then she made a callback to this spinach recipe I had shared in my latest cooking class. And then our daddy comes out with the straight Uzi. Because she's talking about how healthy the spinach is.
He said, she had a bag of pork rinds and barbecue potato chips. Like,
and we were just like, wow. She was like, but they're keto. And he's like, yeah, but what about the sour cream and onion chips too? He was just going in.
Yeah, that was funny.
Now they're just chopping each other in the neck about keto and the difference between men and women's bodies. And we just exited the chat to come record the podcast. Yeah. So that's what we've been dealing with.
Yeah.
But speaking of the podcast, we also came to realize that, we had our 1 year anniversary, but now it's like coming up on 1 year of being in a Panasonic.
Mm-hmm.
Because my local Facebook group for our town was like our first recorded or confirmed case of COVID was literally a year ago today. Mm. Can you remember? Like, I mean, you guys can go back and listen to like the earlier episodes.
They sound basically like trash, but
I mean, don't listen too hard. But we basically did talk about like
what was happening.
Yeah. Yeah. Right at the very beginning of the pandemic and how nothing was in stores and scared to go to fast food and. Or at least I was. Tao was like, I'm going.
I know.
But yeah, crazy. Like,
it's so different. Like, I kind of miss when it was like nobody was out. Like, that was kind of fun. Because now everything's
kind of fun.
I mean, it's so strange to see because it's like, is everyone out of town? Like, what happened?
It was so quiet. And now it feels like when I look outside, and even when I go to like Target or go to the grocery stores, because those are the only two places we go now. I mean, I tend to forget that COVID is even a thing other than seeing people wearing masks. Everything else seems like right back to normal.
Been back to normal in Georgia for I don't know how long.
But I did talk to one of my friends and we looked up the definition of like, or like basically like when does a pandemic end?
Uh-huh.
And a pandemic ends when people collectively just decide to like no longer live in a pandemic.
And that has been maybe since a couple months ago when people are like, F the mask. Like, what worked? What doesn't? Like,
not here because they're mandated, like statewide in New Jersey, you have to wear a mask in stores. Well, isn't it crazy that like Mississippi and Texas are talking about like they want to lift mandates on masks?
Yeah. Well, in Savannah, they have a mandate, but not where I live in the county over.
So, it's not statewide at all. It's like
never like mandatory, I don't think, down here because in the beginning, yeah, people were wearing masks, but there was still a one or two, three people peppered in that weren't wearing masks. So it was always like, it was never enforced. Like, I've never seen someone be like, you can't come in here. Going to Walmart, hella people with no mask on. And even now, it's a lot worse. I just see, that's like, so I counted wild. What last Saturday, because I had to pick up a prescription. It was like, I counted, I think, 23 people just within a span of like a minute that did not have a mask on. And so it's just kind of crazy.
That is, because outside of our Target, there's like a giant, like, I don't know what it is, board thing. And it says like, it's mandated as per such and such date that all people must wear masks to shop in Target. And most stores have signs outside that say that you have to have a mask or you're not going to be serviced.
I wish, because even downtown, like, people walk, even it is like mandated in Savannah, like downtown, but people do not wear one.
Yeah, I feel like I've only seen maybe two people not wear a mask, and it was like at the car wash. And then people, well, people don't wear masks like when they're like jogging or riding their bikes and stuff outside, because we live near like a walking path. So I see that sometimes. Oh, I forgot to tell you this. When I went to Target the other day, I was putting the girls in the car and putting my cart back, because, you know, we park right next to a little car thing.
Always.
And this, always, if you have kids, that's the only way to go. And this lady was walking past me, and she had, like, her elbow over her face. And I was like, huh? Like, I had my mask on, obviously. And then I realized, I was like, she didn't have her mask on.
Like, what is that doing?
And I was like, first of all, what is that doing?
I'm projecting.
And there was one, I think I talked about it, but there was one time we went to the podcast. We went to the post office, and this guy just, like, was pinching his nose. And I was like,
y'all are stupid.
I was just like, okay. And the post office, I mean, they didn't say anything, because it's always busy, and that was like the worst post office ever. But he just came in to go check his little P.O. box, and he was pinching his nose, and I was like, okay. Like,
oh my God, this is so dumb. Anyway, we've been in it it's about to be rolling up on a year.
Yeah, next week will be a year for me, because my kid's school closed March 12th. Or all of the schools, I think, closed. And then I had to deal with that. And then my birthday was like a few days later.
Well, we're moving on. We're in the present now. And what?
And what can I even say about that?
I mean, we doing it. I feel like compared to then, I mean, for us, we've definitely done a lot. Like, I mean,
oh yeah,
I've got shelves in my house now, because my husband finally, we've been in this house almost 5 years.
Yeah, me too. I got my new kitchen shelf now.
We got
I
that. New baby chicken house.
I think we really took this time to, I mean, since we had to be home, we did a lot more home improvement, not just like physically what's in our house, but like, I think I got like into a really nice like routine with life. And I mean, I was one of them people that was like, I'm working out, getting my body right. But I think I spent more time chilling, like relaxing, not taking things too seriously. And I feel like the fwinky is the only thing I think of. That's not English. The atmosphere in our house is just like a lot chiller, even though I'm still crazy and yelling all the time. But it's, I don't know. I feel like we've made it more comfortable within our house, but I think we had to, because we couldn't really go anywhere anyways, because it was snowing all the damn time and it was way too cold. But I feel a little better thinking about how warm the weather was last year. And like, it was just, everything was just like surrounded by stress, like the pool and like having to feel needed to take the kids out, and but like not wanting to take them out like to the play, because we couldn't go to the playground because the playgrounds were closed. But now I feel like going into this like spring and summer, I mean, I'm not as stressed as before, because I think we have like a better understanding and kind of expectation of like life with COVID around, I guess.
Yeah.
So I'm like a little more chill. Like I want to do a little more this time around than like last summer.
Yeah. And it's like now, because we know more about COVID and stuff, and that, like, what was I listening to? Dr. Drew, he was like, we have to learn to live with COVID. Mm-hmm.
Because I wasn't living for a few months.
Yeah. No, you were very much like in the house, very strict with, like, you know, you're ordering out stuff or like groceries mainly.
Yeah.
Or you would go by yourself, and that was like a whole ordeal because the lines were so long out there. But
Ooh, I don't miss that at all. But I mean, we did what we had to do. It was what I could do for my family.
Yeah.
It felt important. And now, I mean, it's like lax as hell because people be dropping food off my house like multiple times a day. And they don't be wearing masks sometimes either. So
I know. Well, we made it. We're still making it. But it's definitely a lot easier now. Like, I feel like I've got a better routine and feel.
But do you think it's like because we're like, it's like getting kind of lax? Like, we're not in the,
yeah.
Like, it's not like crazy. We don't know what to do. But I think it's also like the way that they're not covering it as much. Like, I'm not getting as much like breaking news.
Yeah, they're not saying the death toll a lot. They're not saying that anymore. Because I usually would hear like every other day they would say how many cases we have, especially like just in your state. And
well, they still talk about it on the news, but it's not like it was, because now I get like breaking news like notifications on my phone, but they don't say like the news. They'll just be like, oh, the governor is talking about COVID updates.
Yeah. And
I don't tune into them because they be boring, but you know. I don't know. I think with seeing more people out and about and like seeing as more like more cars driving around, I just feel like this pandemic is over, but it's not over in this house because.
Huh? Yeah, no. It's down here because we had went to the outlet because it's open air outlet, but we went out and stores are being like, okay, we can't have this many people in the store. They're doing that bit and people. We wore a mask like outside no matter what. But we had went there and the parking lot, one, I didn't go to the outlet one time, but we were driving by it and they had a cop having to direct traffic in and out because there was that many people going. Wow. So people are definitely out and about here. And I mean, I go out, but I'm not lollygagging and like, oh yeah, I'm just going here. Like we have speech therapy 2 times a week. We go to that and I'm like, okay, I'm running to Dollar Tree after and then I'm home or going to sell eggs or whatever. And then I'm home or grocery shopping and then home. So we don't have chocolate early. I've got a whatchamacallit.
Don't be eating my whatchamacallit bars.
I'll get you some more. Yeah, it's one. Chocolate, you getting ice cream?
But we're now that, I mean, what is it, March? My birthday's coming up. We got to make some big decisions in our household because April is like the beginning of like the fiscal year in Japan.
Uh-huh.
So for my husband's business, everything kind of like restarts or like they got to make plans starting in April. So we got to figure out what our next moves are. We can still be here. We going back to Japan. Got to figure out what's happening with school for our oldest because she's going to be in elementary school and the school that we're at right now is up to kindergarten. Uh-huh. So not ready for that. Actually, one of my good friends, we're going to kind of brainstorm life together on the phone tomorrow. She's kind of like my therapist and spiritual guide, so gonna talk it out just with a third party. But anyways, food stuff.
Yeah,
I feel like I have backtracked hard. I'm not cooking nearly as much.
Yeah,
as like
I have
a year ago.
I have definitely dropped off to where I'm maybe cooking 2, maybe 3 times a week. Just because food gets wasted here. And
I bet everyone's like, we know.
Yeah.
Town leftovers.
But I just got to the point where it's just like, you know what? Like, we'll survive, obviously, and just not stress out that much and just try to make, well, no, I'm not going to say try to make one-off meals because I still have leftovers, but try not to stress myself out about, like, cooking, and because there's always food in the house, and just trying to, like, capitalize and just make sure that the house is stocked with other stuff if I don't want to cook, so they can have something to eat or something easy to make. Just easy meals. Mm-hmm. And definitely,
I feel like that's like definitely the what everyone is. I think that's everyone who has to cook.
Maybe I've been that's missing out.
Gold.
Because I feel like people are just like, crock pot, throw it in there, you're done. And like pre-made meats and stuff, like just use that. Like, I'm just now
getting, I mean, those are always options. Yeah, they've always been options. It's just like, I think your mindset mm-hmm. on them. I know my situation is just a little different just because we don't cook this like traditional meals around here. And I've gotten like, I know like what my family likes and I'm used to the serving sizes of those things. Uh-huh. But I think for me is like, sometimes just like not giving an F. Like,
yeah,
they'll survive if they eat rice and a fried egg every once in a while.
Or peanut butter jelly sandwich, which Riley had the other night.
I don't know if I could do cereal at night.
No.
I feel like I might as well be sending my kids to bed hungry.
Yeah. That's not going to work. Like, at least a peanut butter jelly sandwich, because there's protein in some of that. And that's good enough.
But I'm definitely, like, listening more to my body, though. Because yeah. Like, I know for me, like, I enjoy cooking and I enjoy, like, learning about Japanese food. So, like, when I feel inspired to do it, girl, go off. When I don't, we're getting Papa John's.
Yeah.
The end.
We're getting pizza.
We're getting pizza. We're getting burgers. We're ordering Thai food. Ooh, I had Thai food the other week.
Oh, ooh, it God. Did sound good.
Bussin. It was so good. Anyways, I gotta go get my notebook. We actually, because you know, we're not very good at keeping track of things and being consistent. No. But even though we were supposed to record this podcast a few weeks ago, like 2 weeks ago, we actually kept track of what we ate in a week so that we can share with you guys what our weekly meal plan looks like at one given point in the beginning of February.
Yeah. I didn't write dates on mine. I just like started on a Saturday and wrote out until Friday.
Yeah, I did it from Saturday, February 6th until the next Saturday, the 13th.
Wow.
I guess you can go first because I feel like mine would be like kind of all over the place because our meal plan be looking weird.
Oh, I forgot to write one night. Oh, well, it's Saturday. So
I gotta take a swig of water. I'm sorry.
I know. I've been drinking water. I don't know. So Saturday night, Phil had actually cooked. He made beef stew.
Oh, snap.
It didn't. Yeah, the kids were home. But he made beef stew. The recipe I always use, which is Pioneer Woman's paprika and beer beef stew, which she's changed. I wish I had a screenshot of the other one because I don't know. It's a little different. But it was good. It had little to no sauce when it was finally done, though, because
did he have it on the burner too high or something?
I don't know. I think so. And I think he didn't have that much water or beef broth to it.
Did he follow the recipe or did he do his own?
He did. And then he was just like, because he had the lid on, which you're supposed to for a little bit. And I think it was you cook the meat with the like sauce, the broth and stuff mm-hmm. first. And then you add your vegetables. When we added the potatoes and carrots, you know, that soaks up stuff.
Yeah.
And that's where it sucked all of it out, where we had just a little bit. So, yeah. That was why. I don't know what happened. So we did that Saturday. And then Sunday morning, it was Super Bowl. I made...
Oh, dang. We were that
back. Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
I made biscuits and gravy all from scratch. Like, biscuits, made them myself. Which, it does not take long. Everyone should make buttermilk biscuits.
First of all, I never have buttermilk.
You make buttermilk.
But I use oat milk.
Oh, yeah.
Does it still work?
Girl, I don't know the formulation of that, so.
All I know is I use whole cow's milk with a lemon.
Gut bubbling.
Yeah. No, it was really good. Yeah, biscuits are becoming easier for me to make, and I should practice more anyway. So we did that, and then of course I ate two biscuits because I made sausage gravy. I ate it with that, and then I think I made it like a soft scrambled egg. And then Phil only ate one biscuit and totally offended me, but you know,
you want that. He's so skinny. He's probably like gut busted after one half a biscuit.
He was gaining weight.
Eat all the biscuits, I know. Please.
It's fine. But it was Super Bowl night. And then I wanted, because what had happened the day? I don't know. But I knew I was making wings. I had already taken wings out. And then I wanted a buffalo chicken dip really bad.
Oh, yeah.
So I know they opened the Piggly Wiggly back up, and I know they have rotisserie chicken. So I ran to Piggly Wiggly and got a rotisserie chicken, and then I got this hot sauce. And then when I got home and was about to use it, it was already opened in the wrapper, like had gotten hit and it just dislodged. So I couldn't use it. So Phil had to go run to Dollar General to get me hot sauce. So that was kind of annoying, but that was for dinner. Don't ask. I think we had like chips or fries with it. And
a meal.
Yeah.
A meal.
And then Monday, I was not feeling it. I mean, hot dogs and duck fat fries, because I finally bought the duck fat from Kroger that they have.
Do y'all hear this?
Duck fat.
It's
fries.
A thing. You can now buy like fat, which they have beef tallow. And then duck fat, and then something else.
I want to say it's always been a thing. I just think it got kind of like
definitely blew
pushed
up
to be like a bougie thing, and then now it's like an everyday thing.
Yeah,
even though like hundreds of years ago, that's all we used to cook with, right?
Yeah. But it was really good, and it's like our new thing when we make oven fries is to just put duck fat on it. But I didn't eat any of that because I think I ate a big lunch and it just I can eat one meal a day. I usually can eat two and be fine, but anyway, so yeah, that was Monday. Then Tuesday, of course, still didn't feel like cooking, but it was like I didn't really cook because I made hot dogs the day before. So I made cauliflower rice with chicken and mushrooms. I bought the cauliflower rice from Aldi, which I've been wanting to try. And I almost ate the entire bag because I just need one bag. And
I feel like you can. Like, if
I heard that.
I think we talked about this before. The serving size of those cauliflower rice bags is like maybe two.
Yeah, it was like two servings for two people. But it was just because Evelyn, I told her I made some. She didn't want any. I think she probably made a sandwich, whatever. But Phil came home late, super late, and he ate a little bit and then tried to waste the rest of it.
See, this is every time I hear you talk about like what happens with people eating and not eating, I'm like, just don't cook.
I know.
Just don't cook.
But I made it with the frozen grilled chicken that I've been buying, and
that was it. With the cauliflower rice?
Yeah. It was
your chicken
right at the back door. And he sees me. I keep looking at it. He's such a jerk. but did that, and then I finally bought my Badia Saison Complete. I got a bigger container of it, which I use that to season the chicken and rice or cauliflower rice with. And it's soy sauce. And then I put QP mayo on it afterwards. It was really good.
I mean, QP mayo makes everything taste delicious.
Mm-hmm. That was Wednesday. Thursday, I cooked three days in a row. And see, that's my cap. I made tacos dorados, which is like a fried taco. But I made my own refried beans.
Wow.
Made chorizo and beef.
Wow.
and then bean and cheese tacos, which I had leftovers of. They're really greasy because I use corn and I fried them. But corn tortillas.
Oh.
Those were really
good. I was like, corn secretes oil?
And then that was Thursday. Friday. Mm-hmm. No.
We're gonna ignore it. Just keep going. Keep going.
Then the next day, I made it was leftovers. I think I ate tacos again. And then because I had no leftovers from anything except maybe biscuits and gravy, which I probably ate for breakfast one day. And then the next day we made burgers, and that was it. I cooked sounds like 3 days in a row of like actual like meals for like the family, and that was it.
Okay. Okay. Mm-hmm. Let's see. So yeah, starting on Saturday is when we decided to capture this all. So Saturday I cooked, I made tonkatsu, which is fried pork cutlets, one of our absolute favorites, with shredded cabbage and cucumbers and this leftover carrot and sesame seed salad thing I made. As you could tell, trying to be healthy, even though I'm fried pork, but the vegetables, lots of vegetables. Then Sunday, I guess Tao and I both decided that we wanted to make biscuits because we had watched on TikTok, Stand By Your Pan. So her biscuits and gravy looked delicious. So I actually made breakfast. Y'all know I don't make breakfast ever. But I made that with bacon and eggs. It was delicious. Nobody ate biscuits. So, I'm just gonna leave it at that. But yeah, Super Bowl Sunday. So I also made chicken wings, but I made three different kinds. I made like a Thai, or basically I made wings, and then I had three different dipping sauces. I didn't toss them or anything. So I had a Thai chili one, barbecue, and then ranch and buffalo.
Okay,
it was delicious. I specifically made only enough wings for basically myself.
I know I made two and a half bags of wings.
Well, I had bought like a pack, and then I just like cut them up, and I was like, I'm eating all of these. And I had made my family chicken yakisoba.
Ooh.
So that's 2 days in a row I cooked. Then Monday, I made like stewed chicken, and I wanted to try because we had been talking about it, and I made it. And then I also wanted to try these miso butter potatoes because I've been loving Tiffy Cooks on Instagram and TikTok, and they look delicious, but like mine didn't come out that great, but it was whatever. And then I guess I was trying to be good mom, and so I made heart-shaped sugar cookies with my kids and also made pink frosting from scratch, which I know is not difficult, but I did it anyways. So that's 3 days in a row I cooked. Tuesday, my husband cooked. He had the day off, I guess. And he made his fried shrimp that is one of two things he knows how to make. They never have enough salt in them. But he's getting really good at the breading.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were, like, thickly breaded and crunchy. Like, could have been a little crunchy. But, I mean, he did good. Then Wednesday, I made a ginger pork roll. Or pork bowl. When I say roll. With something called kimpira dankon, which is like lotus roots, and you just simmer it with like soy sauce and stuff. It was delicious. With miso soup. Then Thursday we had oden, which is a whole bunch of just different ingredients, mochi and fish cakes and stuff. It's easy. It's like they got a kit at Mitsuha, bought that. Takes literally like 5 minutes to prepare. So you can see I'm going downhill. So oden, just throw it in a pot, done. Friday, we went to Target that day. My husband was like, oh, I'm going to buy the girls stuff for Valentine's Day, and bought like a Mario, like RC car. That's loud as hell. We were just wilding at Target. So we had DiGiorno's pizza that night.
Oh yeah.
And then Saturday, to round out the week, we had fried chicken. But the only reason I had fried chicken is because I had marinated it, I think, like Friday with the intentions to make it. But then we went to Target and I got tired. And so I had to make them the next day so they didn't go bad. The end. So, I mean, so I cooked what? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Oh, yeah. I cooked 6 days out of the week.
Wow. So you did. You made a lot.
But that's just usually how it is. Because, I mean, my husband cooked one day, which if he doesn't cook, which is most times, we would have ordered out.
Yeah.
So we order out at least 2 to 3 times a week.
Yeah, it varies for us.
But it depends. I think I was fine. I was, like, fine that week. And obviously, I must have been motivated if we were, like, let's make Stand By Your Pan biscuits. So
I know.
Must have been on a cooking high that week.
Yeah.
Because right now, this week, no.
Mm-mm. Yeah, I don't. What did I cook this week? I don't even know.
Well, yesterday was a holiday.
Yeah, for you.
Holiday. So I cooked. I went balls to the wall yesterday. That's why I have no energy today. You can go check it out on K&L Bento's or KL Bento's. It looks amazing. It's currently going viral on some Facebook board that I'm on, but you can't promote any of your Instagram and stuff because this group is kind of not very nice. So it's currently blowing up over there and I get nothing for it. Is that you breathing? I keep hearing like a...
It's probably my nose.
It's your nose.
Oh my God.
Okay, well then, maybe we should wrap it up before Tao passes out. My computer yet again is not scrolling.
Mine was actually
there. We go.
I was trying to like highlight because I put notes in the wrong place, and didn't I answer a question?
I had asked on our Instagram stories about that. Wow, I'm in the wrong place. That feta pasta.
Mm-hmm. I saw that.
Everyone I know who, like, people that I actually know who've tried it have said it's not good.
Which I didn't trust it in the first place.
I didn't trust it in the first place either.
Concept, the idea of making quick pasta like that.
I think I liked that it was so easy. I think that was it.
But I automatically knew because I was like, feta? I was like, I don't know if I like that. But I think I'm going to make it this week. It's on my meal plan. To try, but I'm gonna obviously change it up because I never follow a recipe to the T because you can't trust them.
Yeah, well, someone messaged us on Instagram. They DM'd us and said that they did it with vegan cheese, and it was kind of lacking in flavor.
Yeah,
it was,
that's really why, subtle. Yeah, I'm gonna do it with the Boursin garlic and herb cheese.
Mm-hmm. What kind of cheese is that?
I don't know. It's like a creamy, but you can spread it on crackers and stuff. It's like that consistency.
Like cream cheesy, like?
Yeah. I'm not sure, but we had it for Christmas on the charcuterie board, and it was really good. So I'm probably going to use that, but of course, season it to the high heavens. I'm probably going to add in crumbled Italian sausage. Maybe mushrooms.
Okay.
And like a splash of half and half because I just don't think just the cheese is gonna hold it together.
Well, and that's why I'm out.
Yeah.
Just first of all. And feta cheese is, I feel like it's such strong. A strong.
It's like goat cheese. I don't like goat cheese.
Mm-mm. Well, and I'm not doing it because I'm lactose intolerant. Yeah. So I can't, but seriously, everyone I know who's made it said it was kind of like, meh.
I'll try it. We'll see.
But I feel like it would what you said would be good.
Yeah.
You got me with the sausage. Anything?
Funny? Yeah, I think it needs some protein in it to make it not boring. Because it just reminds me of the who's pasta that everyone was making on TikTok. Gigi
Hadid.
Who? Some model.
Oh.
But yeah, I'm not down with it. I need meat.
Yeah, I don't have any tentative plans for this coming up week because I'm done. Like I cooked. Like I said, it was a Japanese holiday yesterday called Hinamatsuri, where you have to celebrate like girls, and I have two of them, so I had to make a big to do. But you guys know I love Japanese food, and I wanted to try one of these. Traditional recipes called chirashi sushi, which is basically like everything that would be in a sushi roll, but it's kind of like, it's technically called like a scattered sushi, so it's just like all over the top. It ran me a pretty penny getting all of the like sashimi grade fish, but it was an experience. It came out really well, but ooh child, I was so tired because not only that, I made a little dessert and well, two different desserts as well. Yeah. And then I had my Japanese class and I can't skip anymore because I took all my absences. So I was so done last night. So I don't want to think about anything after I survived yesterday. Oh, and I was crazy. Like on Monday, mm-hmm. I was like real bold and I was like, let me go ahead and get tickets for the zoo. We can go to the zoo. Cause now it's sunny. No, we didn't go to the zoo today. Cause I'm tired. I woke up. My ankle was like bamming. So, so I'm not thinking about anything like at all. My kids had macaroni and cheese for lunch today.
I'm trying to finish. I think I finished my meal plan. I'm just going to go through and add my what's needed for the house because these are just meals that I planned, but I'm trying to just get more filler stuff but have meals in my back pocket just to whip out when I actually feel like cooking,
like roll over,
yeah,
like if you want it that day and you don't feel like it, just roll it over the next. I didn't make any kind of meal plan. I don't even have a running list. I have nothing. I'm flying by the seat of my pants. But we have a lot of like stuff in our freezer right now. It's just like picking something and going with it. But my husband's out of town until Saturday, so we're fine. But tomorrow's Friday, so I guess we'll just order something and do we might do a movie night. Because that one Disney Plus thing is coming out. What is it? Raya?
I am not buying that. It's $30. You're really going to rent it? Or buy it so it's in your possession?
You can't rent it. You have to buy it.
Yeah, it's on Disney Plus. Yeah, it's $30. They didn't say, but they might have that option. But it's just because that's how much Mulan was. I think it was like $30 too.
Also, why? How dare they? Why are y'all charging us $30? I understand because you're like
movie release.
If you went to the movies, you would definitely be paying more than that because per ticket. But we at home, like that's just.
But it's released in theaters too, so I think it's like people that don't want to go out because of the pandemic to the movie theater.
They kind of get a discount.
Yeah. You ate all that ice cream?
That's not fair. No, I'm not getting it. We'll want something else.
It'll come out. Like, just wait like a couple weeks.
Well, hopefully. Did they plan on doing that with Mulan? Because if that's what they plan on doing.
I think when they saw not that many people bought it or was just like, no, I'm not paying that much. I think they released it like a week or two later.
Really?
Yeah. It might have been a month, but go throw away the carton early. You got ice cream all over your mouth.
Nah, I'm not buying me it. Either. Never mind. I don't know. I'll find something for us to do. I just don't want. I want to get in my bed. That's all I want to do.
My bed is wet. I was cleaning my mattress. TikTok made me buy that little green machine, which has been a lifesaver, and I've used it since I got it yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, I completely forgot.
You got chocolate on your shirt. Look at your gut.
I completely forgot because it's been so long since we recorded the podcast. I got a Bissell Crossway.
Oh, yeah.
That was my... Oh, for real?
Early.
Oh, all right. Yeah, that was my... That day I told you I was going to Target.
Go wash your
hands. And we were wilding. After we bought all of Target, we sat in the car and ordered the Crossway.
Dude.
So that was my Valentine's Day present to myself. And it's nice, but it because I have to plug it up into the wall and it not being like one of those
wireless handheld, yeah.
wireless thing, what's them things called? I'm lazy. I've used it only two times since Valentine's Day.
No. I would like to get one like that. But I just got the little green machine so I can clean my fabric. Cute. Couches because they smell like feet because Early just stands on them and it's like jumping from couch to couch, and then the dog Burrito gets on corn chip feet, and then the rug was funky because all our sweaty feet is on it, so I needed something to like help, but I think the Crossway would probably be better to do that, but I can use the green machine in my car and just to spot clean like stuff.
Doesn't have like a handle.
Yeah,
thing.
Which would that's only I just want it for the rug.
You would only have to use it. Yeah, okay. Yeah, you would only use it for the floor. I used it for my grody kitchen runner, and it kind of brightened it up a little bit. Ooh. So it's worth it.
What?
It's nice. It's just like a little bulky for how small of a space we have. I was just doing too much. I didn't need it. I could have just got like a shark.
Get the circle one and put it on early. Your head's not gonna fit through that.
What?
He's trying to the mat, the soft mat that you can. It's like a puzzle mat. Like, just putting the triangle over his head, but his head is so big. Get the circle, but it might fit through there.
Yeah. All right. Well, here's an episode. Maybe we'll come back. Don't quote me on it. Maybe we'll come back sooner than a month.
Yeah, I needed to try.
See, and that's how we know the podcast is over. Early lets us know that the podcast is over. We're just doing stuff. We're still here. We hope you guys are hanging out, doing well. We're gonna try to be a little more active, at least on our Instagram stories. Y'all know, go to Facebook for the memes. There's been some really funny ones lately. You can find our podcast if my computer lets me scroll, but I should remember it off the top of my head.
Facebook.
Facebook. Instagram, Feed Y'all Podcast. You can email us at feedyallpodcast@gmail.com. We are on Anchor, but we're also being pumped out to Spotify.
And iTunes.
Google Play, Pocket Cast, all those.
Yes.
Don't ask us about Patreon. Just
it's there. We'll into
it's,
it.
It's there.
Once we
I'm thinking we should but I do kind of like the idea of doing a live podcast, but maybe one like at night. Mm-hmm. If Tao can stay up.
I have been with this more she's light been outside
up until
10.
She's been staying up 10:30. Until 10. We need Tao to be a night owl. Yeah, I kind of like the idea of potentially doing a live podcast.
Yeah, that would be fun.
But I mean, you already hear how chaotic it is, so it's just gonna be like that.
Early.
You can find me at Kila Mama XOXO on Instagram. You can also follow me on KL Bentos for Japanese stuff. You can check out my Patreon if you're interested. I'm doing monthly cooking classes. They have been going great. And I also have a Facebook page and an Etsy. Where can they find you, Tao?
I'm mainly on Instagram at Topeka, Kansas. I have a chicken page, which I just posted a new picture on because I'm trying to get back into it. Wow. It's almost
monumental.
It's spring. I'm about to start my garden. So I'll be on there at It's Lemon in Time, which I'm still thinking about changing the name, but I'm too lazy to.
No! Change it to what?
I don't know. Okay. Yeah, that's where I'm at. And of course, Facebook if we're friends, but you know. No, I don't even post on Facebook. Whatever.
She really no. Don't. She just like tags me in comments of random movie pages.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's my birthday month.
Yeah.
Ides of March. I'm turning 34. I'm old, y'all.
I know.
Not to be ageist. Getting up there. But I hope that this, seeing how depressing my last birthday was. Ooh. I hope this year is a little better.
Yeah, well, I'm sitting in a box, so that should be fun.
It has whatchamacallit bars.
Yeah.
So
I'm excited about that. And I'm going to get some more stuff tomorrow that I won't tell you about.
Also, ooh. Okay. I'm also thinking about getting a Switch, even though we already have a Switch.
I know.
But one for just me.
Because we had to buy another Switch because I drowned the other one.
Did you tell the podcast about that?
I don't know. I washed my Nintendo Switch last year. Heat of the moment. It was really wild. But we haven't had
Tao disassociated for like 2 days.
It was a nightmare. But we just bought a new Switch. But this one is just for the kids because I want to get a Switch Lite.
So when that stimmy hit, I'm buying the yellow.
If we ever get it.
They're supposed to be voting on it this week. But you know, I'm still going to do stuff that we need to do with it. But that is what gift to myself is a Switch Lite so me and Amanda can play Animal Crossing. Ooh.
Yeah, I want to start a new island, let my island go to my kids, let them do whatever they want on the original Switch. Yeah, I'm thinking about getting a Switch Lite. What color are you going to get?
I'm thinking yellow, but I'm liking the turquoise or whatever color that is.
Hold on. That's my color.
Oh, you get that one. Never mind. I guess I have to get the coral.
You don't see my entire kitchen is that color? Like, that's my color.
Just get the pink. The coral. I was going to get that one, kind of, just to be different.
The coral is cute, but I kind of want the turquoise. But then I'm like, is that too much? Because it's, like, not a kitchen item. I mean, it's not a kitchen item,
so you should just get the pink one and let me get the blue one.
We about to rock, paper, scissors.
I know, we need to, so we can decide.
I'm going to be mad and still get
just get whatever, I don't care. I don't know which one.
Yeah, I actually have an Animal Crossing shirt on right now. And my kids have Animal Crossing pajamas on today, too, because they didn't change out of their clothes, because why?
I know, what's the point?
Why? What's the point? Yeah, so that's happening. My birthday's on the 15th. Hit me up.
You can cash Venmo. Yeah, cash app.
You can Venmo me. I'm ready to go get my bed. It's 3:00.
I gotta put stuff in the dryer. I'm gonna dry my sheets.
No, I just turned in my laundry basket to like get us folded now. Who am I entertaining? I don't care. I don't care about wrinkled clothes.
I gotta pick up Evelyn at 5. I'm like, I don't want to do anything. My eyes were shutting when I was driving home today. I don't know what's happening.
I ate a little bit of, like, what did I have for lunch? Macaroni, cheese, and chicken fingers. Chicken fries. I was so tired, and then that whole chat with our parents just had us rolling. That gave me enough serotonin, one of them things. Anyways, okay,
longest outro ever.
I know. We'll catch y'all in the next episode. Hopefully, we'll have something to talk about. When is Easter?
I'm trying to believe you might know.
Is it April?
Is it?
Yeah, because that's why I saw the Aldi ad has.
Yeah, they're coming out with stuff next week, so it's not in March, right? Look at the calendar. Wait, when is it?
Well, my stuff, I think I got the sneak peek, so I think it's coming out Sunday, because they have a whole Easter egg, hunting kit. And I know literally just yesterday we were like, I'm not doing anything for Easter. But as soon as I saw that, I was like, oh, that would be nice to do in our little...
So Palm Sunday is the 28th.
On a Sunday.
It's the 4th of April.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I gotta figure out what we're doing for that. Y'all know I like holidays, but also don't like holidays.
So we'll probably do a...
As long as the snow is melting, which it should, because it's gonna be sunny the rest of this week, and then it's gonna start raining, so our snow ice mountain in the front of our house should be gone by then.
I know, it's getting... Nice down here. It was like 73 today.
Oh my God.
And I know we're planning on going camping down south a little bit in next month, which should be a lot of fun.
Oh, nice. It hit 50 and I had to turn my heat off. And then the very next day it dropped down to the 30s. So I was like, wow.
I know. Yeah. Now is the time where you're like turning off the AC, turning on the heat, or backwards doing whatever, because it's like the weather's so up and down. All over.
Yeah, but this isn't it what they called fall spring.
Yes, we definitely have fall spring, because it was 78. I was wearing shorts for 3 days in a row, and then it went down to the 40s and I was frozen.
No, I decided to take my kids out to the park. What was it, Tuesday or something like that, when it was 25 degrees outside. Ooh. I had no gloves. we were out there for 20 minutes, and the girls were just like stomping and hitting ice with sticks, and then my oldest was running and slipped on ice twice, and I was like, it's time to go home. Yeah, we'll see. Anyways, bye.